Ah, hello everybody. I'm here again. This is Lorraine and I'm with CICK 93.9 FM and it's Smithers Community Radio. Awesome. You know, those of us that live here in Smithers, or maybe even we travel a bit, we're very fortunate to have this radio program, this radio going on, because there's so much on it. I missed it a lot when I went to Prince George for a while, but I'm home. There you go. You're going to hear me a lot now. Maybe not all the time. I have a bad memory, so that I can't remember if I think I had a program every week.
I believe so. Oh, yeah. And hi, yeah. Listeners. This is Megan, and I'm in here with Lorraine running the board and just helping her with some colorful banter. Oh, so, yeah, you used to have Porch Talk and Council Briefs.
Oh, right.
And I'm pretty sure it was a weekly show.
Yeah. Porch Talk was.
Yeah.
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 And actually, once I can figure out how to work a recorder, because I did have a recorder, I would go up to people and ask if they would, you know, could they record? What are they doing here? Are they just visiting, or did they move here, or have they lived here forever? Because I always thought it was interesting to be able to put that on the radio as well.
Yeah, I love hearing people's stories.
Yeah, I just haven't been able to, you know, this is part of having a stroke, I guess, I assume, but I can't find my recorder. It's in there somewhere, in my apartment, somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Buried.
Yeah, or something. I don't know where. I don't know. Anyways, I'm looking for it. And as soon as I do, I'm going to be coming around, guys and ladies, to ask, you know, what are you thinking? How's it going?
Yeah, tell us about what's going on in your world.
Yeah, and just a reminder, but it is just the parade tonight.
Yeah, the Fall Fair Parade.
Yeah, yeah. And you go down Main Street, and I've attended every one of them that I can remember forever. But I'm going to try tonight to be there. I even bought, I bought it to sit outside. And they're foldable chairs. And so I've got one in the car. I'm prepared. I even have an umbrella in there just in case, because you can't trust the weather
That's
anymore.
Good. Even for a sunny day. I'm an umbrella for a sunny day guy and an umbrella for rain. So that's good to have an umbrella ready.
Yeah, yeah. So that's all in my car. And I'm going to go early enough that I can, get a seat in the front.
Yeah. Where's your prime spot along Main Street to sit?
Sort of close, not to where the road turns, where the library is and stuff, and mm-hmm. it turns and comes back, kind of mm-hmm. a thing. No, it's more closer to the stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good spot.
Kind of in that area.
Yeah.
Is what I thought.
I feel like the kids tend to stand, I mean, all along Main Street, but there's always a very big group of kids with their pillowcases outstretched, ready for candy.
Oh.
And I mean, CICK, unfortunately, we don't give away candy, so we won't be filling those bags. One year, I offered earplugs, but they looked like candy, so I had to tell every single person, it's not candy. Anyway, so.
It's for your ears.
Just to plug your ears. If you eat it, you'll be chewing for a while.
Oh, God. Must have been one of the, one of the things that I did not attend that year or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we're here. And, and this is, the name of this program is called A Stroke of Luck. And I don't know, having a stroke wasn't very lucky, I'll tell you that. But it's very slow to heal, and I'm not a very patient.
Yeah, an inpatient patient that's now outpatient, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And the cat, her name is Fee, she has to put up with me. And on occasion, I catch her looking at me like, ah, she should go outside. Yeah, because I'll hum along or whatever, and she doesn't approve of that kind of behavior. It's bad living with a cat, I'll tell you that right now.
They can get up to no good.
Well, this one, anyways, is very serious and not much of a player. And just gives me this look that is like, ugh. And I'm thinking, look, I control the food, so you just better give me a nice smile. No, I wouldn't do that to her. She's kind of a love in a way. Anyhow, so we're here, and we're going to play some serious music.
Oh, yes.
Or senior kind of music, because my... how would you call it? My goal, I guess, is that my program is going to be along the same lines as what I remember. I mean, I'm a senior. I'm 83 this year. I plan to be around for quite a while yet. But I think it's important to bring the old-time stuff forward, because some of that stuff was really pretty good.
It's great.
I find that some of the music nowadays, I can't... Well, of course, I am older, but I can't dance to them because it doesn't feel like it has a dance beat, I guess, you know, or however, I don't know. But anyway, so we've got some music scheduled, and I'll introduce the singer, and I don't know, will we play him one of his right away? Or
yeah, why don't we? Yeah, okay. Let us know all you can about him, and then we'll push play on the first song once you've announced it.
Okay, so the singer's name is Luther Vandross, and he was born April 20th, 1951, so he's 10 years older than me. No, younger than me.
Oh, gosh, don't get me to do math now.
Yeah.
I've also survived a stroke.
Yeah, so, you know, we're a pair here. But she's way better than I am. But I don't remember nothing. Anyways, yeah, 1951. Okay, I was born in 41. So there's a difference of 10
that's
years.
That's 10 years. You got it.
I'm 10 years older than him. Ha, there you go. Anyways, so he's going to sing. He's an American soul and... R&B singer. You know, and I had to stop and think for a minute. R&B, what's that now?
Rhythm and blues.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I knew there was something and I couldn't bring it up. Mm-hmm. So he's an American soul and rhythm and blues singer and songwriter. Also a record, or he was, a record producer. So he was known, or I guess he's still known, as the Velvet Voice. Recognized as one of the 200 greatest singers of all time. So I thought, wow, you know, this is good. And we've got a few on the go. So I don't know, should we play one now?
Yeah, sure. Why don't you tell us what number one is?
Number one is called Love the One You're With. In other words, don't fool around.
And here we go.
There's a road in a fisted glove, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, it's all right. Go ahead. Slips away, because your baby sweetheart sugar's so far. Say
Yeah, he didn't have to tell me. My husband, he was a cowboy, my husband. Something that, as a young girl, I wanted desperately. And finally got to meet him. And, but sometimes he didn't listen to me either. And sometimes I had to point my finger at him a little bit. But most of the time, he was very supportive and loving. So, yeah. Anyways, that is a song that always reminds me of him. Love the one you're with. And it's not so much... I mean, you could be with a lot of different people,
sure
actually.
Thing.
But I think that in this particular case, I think the song is more focusing on who you're with, like your heart or who you're married to or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? I think. That's me. But then I'm a dreamer as well. But okay, so then we've got sponsors that we should also mention. Bugwood Bean is one of them, mm-hmm. and I guess I could even do the second one.
Yeah, sure. We can thank them a couple of times.
Yeah, that's the BV Concert Association. So you know we've got some good people to lean on.
We sure do.
Or maybe they lean on us.
Yeah, it's a mutual leaning.
Oh, there you go.
We lean together. We hold each other up. I could announce this one event that they're actually putting on,
if
that makes sense.
Oh, please do.
So this is presented by the Buckley Valley Concert Association, and it's called Les Be Honest with Laura Pekini.
Hmm.
Nope, I'm sure I'm pronouncing her last name. Pekinin. Nope, I'm not even going to try. Anyway, it's called Les Be Honest, and it's August 28th, 2024 at 8 p.m., and it's at the Smithers Brewery. Tickets are $20, and they're available at the brewery itself, and you can get more information on www.bvca.me. So, yeah, thank you to those guys for supporting us.
Yeah, wow. I tell you the truth, I have such a bad memory now. But I don't know where that place is.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's new, but not that new. It's the brewery that's located just a block away here. So around the corner, if you go down Main Street and you turn between,
right?
Let me think here, Main Street, you turn right, and it's just, half a block through, right on the corner of the alley. And what is that, 4th Ave? I'm actually terrible with directions.
So am I.
Don't ask us.
We make a pair. I go by sight alone. I don't know what the heck street I'm on, but
no.
I think I remember what it is,
yeah.
you know, or what store is on it, but then maybe I don't remember the street number or whatever. But anyways, yeah, there we go. So we've saw that. Okay, so where are we now?
You could remind our listeners who you are and what they're listening to.
Oh, okay. Well, my name, I do remember my name.
So far, so good.
Yeah, it's Lorraine. We're on CICK, Smithers Community Radio Station. I just for the heck of it, how long? Do you know how long it's been here? The radio station?
Wow, you're really putting me through the test. So it is, I believe, our 13 and 15, now I'm just lying, 13 and 15 years, they've been a station entirely, I think.
Yeah.
And I think, because I think we're coming up on our 15th, because I remember it was coming up to another rounded number.
Okay.
Rounded, but yeah. So we had our 10-year anniversary a few years ago, and so I think it must be up. Getting close to 15 years.
Yeah. Because I remember before I went into Prince George, it was here for several years actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I kind of wondered, how many years has it been here? I'm just so glad that it continues to be here, because Smithereens, I don't know if you know this or not, but we're very fortunate to have right here in our community. And just, you know, don't be shy. If you want to come and talk with us on the radio, you're more than welcome to come. Just get a hold of the radio station and we'll put aside some time for you.
Yeah, you betcha. And actually, there's something that's new that maybe you don't even know about. The in front of the train car. So we're located right on the highway here at the highway and Main Street in the train car in Central Park. And on the deck is a phone booth. Oh. And it says Speaker's Corner.
Oh.
And what that is it's got a recording device in it. So if people want to wish a happy birthday, want to, like, they can answer the question of the week, which I think has been, what's the best place to go on a hot summer day or whatever, you know? Yeah, or like, yeah. Tell us your favorite family recipe or whatever. Or you just want to say hi. You can just go into that little phone booth, lift up the receiver. There's a recording of our station manager, Glenn's voice that says, like, hi, And it prompts you to then record something, and then you just hang up the receiver. And
when will they play that?
Or
when
will I think it be playing? We were here? pretty well. I'm not sure. I'll have to double check that. If we even have a time slot officially, I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't think it's officially been scheduled yet, so I don't even really know, but.
So
for now, it's a bit of an experiment.
Well, and for now, you just got to listen to us.
Yeah, I just listen all the time, and then maybe you'll hear that happy birthday or that shout out.
Yeah, and or perhaps what we can do is not warn people ahead of time, but let them know that, hey, tomorrow at such and such a time, you're going to hear all these people talking.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think we initially had the idea that we were going to move the phone booth around town and have it in different locations. And we haven't done that yet, but as I said, it's still new and we've only just even sort of figured it out. Glenn and our board member have been working hard to even just try to make it work correctly. For a little while, we were recording a lot of vehicles driving by.
Oh, well, there you go.
So at least now it turns on and off when you pick up the receiver, and they've worked really hard on that. So it's a pretty cool thing to be heard.
To have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there. So you can join us, this team, and beyond. You could tell your relatives or your loved one or, well, I'm sure your relatives are probably loved ones as well. They're probably in that group. So, but I mean, you can tell your friends and stuff. Hey, I'm going to be on the radio. You got to listen. You know, that sort of thing. Because you know, if you come and want to wish somebody a happy birthday or even a how do you call that again now? When you want to tell somebody we're going to get married and
an announcement.
There you go. That's great a good idea. Word. Yeah, I still. Hang up on, or I still get hung on not remembering stuff. So anyway, so we got all that done. So now.
Yeah, whatever you'd like. If you want, you brought something in to read. Oh, we can play another song.
Well, what I read last time was I kind of worried that it was maybe a little long, a little too long. So I brought in there's two actually here, but I'll just do this one because it's short. And then maybe later on I'll do the second one if necessary. But this one I've had for a long time, and it's you can stick it on your fridge or something. So anytime, and if you were to come to my place, you would see I am a collector of sayings. And so I cut them out of magazines and so on, newspapers, and put them up and keep them because, I don't know, sometimes they help with, I don't feel very good today, or I'm not happy today, or whatever. And I look over on the fridge and I think, okay, well, I feel better now because I have a saying on there that says life is good or something. Anyhow, this one says, if I cannot do great things, I'll do small things in a great way. Now, that's easy, right? That makes it easier because, especially for me right now, I can't do great things, really, I don't think. But I can do small things in a great way. I can crochet a little bit. And now it's coming back to me slowly. But anyways, these sayings, I mean, there's a lot of them, and some of them are a bit lengthy. My fridge door carries a lot of them. I cut them out, you know, whenever I see something that I think, oh, that's a good one. I hang it on my fridge door. So my fridge door is kind of like a library. But anyhow, And we were just talking about it. Tonight is the Fall Fair Parade.
Yeah.
So I'm ready. I've got a chair to sit on. It's a folding chair. It's not heavy, so I can drag it over to where I got to sit.
That's perfect.
Yeah, and I even have an umbrella just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 7 p.m., it runs the length of Main Street proper here, right in downtown, and it goes up to the hospital, and yeah, so people can kind of have a seat and take it in.
Yeah, I remember one time watching it, and people were throwing candy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was, there was a stop put to that.
There was a stop put to that. Yeah, they don't throw candy anymore, but they place it. So they usually have somebody that's walking that'll put it in the kids' bags or whatever, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't throw it anymore because the scramble that happens is chaos. And then there's kids in the street and there's horses and who knows what. So best to just be patient and stand off to the side.
Yeah, and you can still bring, a wrapped candy or whatever.
Yeah, people do
that. And hand it out to the people that are walking along beside
it. I believe so, yeah, I think so.
That's a good idea because it was kind of scary to be throwing stuff around and everything.
Yeah.
And I remember that after that, it was kind of like, no, you cannot do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Keep the chaos at bay.
Yeah. I don't know if any of you have never attended a parade. It's awesome.
Oh yeah, I love parades. In Victoria, when I was there for a while, I would go to the Santa Claus parade.
Oh yeah,
like I would go alone. Even I just loved it. I just liked seeing the lights and people going by and
everybody happy.
Everyone
or
happy
seemed to be. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They put on a good face if anything. And then CICK here, we go through and we're just a people powered crew of people walking and biking and maybe there's kids in a stroller.
I think you play music too.
Yeah, we play some music and we try to hype up the crowd a little bit and we just want people to know who we are and that we exist and who is that oddball pack of weirdos and
how we are so fortunate to have CICK right here because I've lived in other places throughout my years because my husband would work here, there and everywhere and it was like there was nothing but here look what you've got. You know, you've got your very own radio station, and you can talk on the radio if you want to.
Yeah, if you've got an idea, there's we have a website, and people can fill in like a show. What's it called? Oh gosh, now I'm blanking. But anyway, you can go in and say, "I'd like to do a show about," and fill in the blank and tell us what you like. Is it a specific music genre or a topic you like to talk about?
Well, for me, because of my age, and because of the fact that listening to the radio, not CICK, just the regular radio thing. It was like, what is that? What is that? It's not even music, is it? Bangity bangity or yelling and all that stuff. And I just, I thought, And isn't there any senior music? What about our beautiful music that we used to listen to? And I used to be drying dishes and carry the dish around with me while I waltzed, So I thought, no. I mentioned it to Glenn. He's the boss. Yeah, and so I mentioned it to him that when I start feeling better, I want to have a program for seniors. So I'm hoping that you guys, all of you, whatever age you are, I don't know, some people perceive themselves as a senior when they're in their 50s.
Well, sure, yeah. I wonder sometimes. I mean, and even not, like the music itself, it's what I listen to.
Yeah.
The music that you play, that's what I listen to. That's, I have some soundtracks that are in my car. I don't know if people know the Big Chill, but it's just all this amazing, beautiful music that is their oldies. And so, yeah, I like that you play this stuff.
And that's and that's all I play at home because I can choose. If you get onto a program, a radio program or whatever, you cannot choose. Sometimes they have the worst stuff on there I've ever heard, and I thought, is this really somebody that got paid to sing like that? So anyways, you're going to see that here anyways, at least here, for me, it's going to be old-time stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that people can call in to the station, not while we're on the radio.
I mean, I'm actually not equipped myself to answer the phone while we're doing the show, but they could still call when a song is playing and we would just answer it off the air. And, you know, if they had a specific song that they wanted to play, yeah. Honestly, if somebody wanted to and they could leave a voicemail or whatever and request a song, I could give our phone number. It's 250-847-8769. So yeah. People could call in if they wanted to.
And just leave a message that would we be able to play some favorite.
Ask Lorraine to play this song or whatever, and maybe we'll start a list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure, mm-hmm. because my list is getting, well, I do have still some at home, of course, that I listen to. And believe you me, it's not like I think the teenagers nowadays listen to, I don't think.
Not necessarily. Well, why don't you introduce number two?
Number two. Yeah. Is I like this one too. I like them all, but our second song during this program is "Killing Me Softly."
All right,
and that's Luther Vandross. That he's our singer this year.
Yeah, for the whole program.
Yeah, there you go.
That
sounds
good. All right, let's have a listen.
Strumming my pain with his finger. Singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly. With his song, ooh. I heard he sang a good song. And I heard he had a style. And so I went to see him, to listen for a while. And there he was, the stranger, there before my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he'd found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, oh no, but he just kept right on, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. He sang as if he knew me in all my dark despair. And then he looked right through me as if I wasn't there. I was right there, but he just kept on singing, singing clear and strong. Singing. I should have been stronger. Killing me softly, telling my heart with his words.
There. That's a nice song, too. It's a nice one to dance to, just waltzing and stuff. My husband wasn't, he admitted it, he wasn't a very good dancer. He was more better at riding horses. But he didn't mind doing this one, because you just have to cuddle up and sway back and forth. And he was totally happy with that. But, yeah. So where are we now? So I should remind you guys again, in case you forgot, and I don't think you did, but it's nice to hear it again. You're listening to CRCK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio Station, and this program is called A Stroke of Luck. And sometimes during your lifetime, yeah, you might get a stroke of luck, or two or three.
Hopefully there's strokes of luck without actual strokes involved, but
Go
either way.
Yeah, because, you don't try to stay away from that if you can, a stroke. Mm-hmm. But a stroke of luck is another thing.
That is
you
another
know.
Thing.
Yeah, and I think I did mention that our
you did, yeah. I think we're all set on that.
Okay, good. And we've done the business part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things that I have here is it's a book, or what do you call it? It's a write-in, you know, so that it reminds me what I need to do. And I noticed that this morning on the front, it had a little saying. So it says, if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's nice, you know.
That's great.
Sometimes you don't, I don't know, people get a bit careless maybe, or not in the groove or whatever. Mm. I'm terrible for, my apartment is on the ground floor, and I happen to look out and through the glass door, well, of course, my cat warned me that there's something out there, and it was a little dog, a little golden-colored little dog, small.
Yeah.
And he came and had a drink out of the water that I put out for the birds, and he actually tried to munch. He couldn't quite reach it because he's not that big, but I put out crusts from the toast for the squirrel, and I've named the squirrel Freddy. So he comes around, and I just have to ask the cat, Fee, if... you know, did she see Freddy today? And she'd go look out the door to see if Freddy had come or not. She knew who Freddy was. This little puppy was eating Freddy's supper or lunch, whichever it was. And my cat was turning inside out, wanting to get out there and beat on the dog. You know, cats don't like dogs. But, of course, I'm not going to let her out there. But, yeah, it was a sweet little guy. I don't know. I'm assuming it was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't check.
No, yeah.
I didn't go out there because he seemed to be kind of shy of people, but he wasn't skinny or nothing, and he did have a collar on.
Well, hopefully he's just a neighbor coming in for a visit or something.
Well, yeah. I've seen him once before, a while ago, so I'm assuming that hopefully he's okay, and I don't know if I broke the rules or not, but I did have a package of bologna in the fridge. I took one round piece of it and just slid the door open just a little bit so that the cat couldn't get out. And he took it right away and gulped it down.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because he probably was hungry, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, hey, I feel like no dog would turn down bologna, even if they were well fed.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't look skinny or anything. Yeah. So, but I thought, that's all now. And after he got his little treat, he went away. So, yeah, it was kind of nice to see that this morning. I love dogs. I don't know, probably I'm constantly saying it, but I did have two pugs.
Oh, yeah.
And they were a the female was very bossy, so she was really a handful. And the little guy was just scared of her.
One of them was the boss.
Well, she was the boss for sure. I would, when it was time to feed them, because, you know, feed them once a day, I'd take him in the bedroom and close the door because he was too nervous to eat around her. She would be glaring at him like, this is my food, and that food over there that you're looking at is mine too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I would take him in the bedroom and close the door. She never clawed at the door.
That's good.
Yeah, I guess she understood. Well, they're private in there.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to be able to eat in peace, you know. Yeah. He was scared of her. He was just a little scaredy guy. But anyways, yeah, so that's part of it. And then I gave, I think I did this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you did that guy.
Okay. So I don't know. What else are we going to do?
Well, we can play some more music. We could tell people more. I wish if our internet was working, I'd be able to tell you more details about the Fall Fair. But the Fall Fair exhibition is this week. So there's lots happening down at the fairgrounds from the 22nd to the 25th.
I know that the Women's Institute have a table or two maybe.
Yeah.
Several years ago, I had a scarecrow that I had made and just was sort of like a little girl scarecrow, not a great big humongous mm-hmm. scary one. But yeah, I had her, I placed her on there and I was going to do it again this year, but I couldn't get her to stand up on her own.
Left have her slumped in the corner. Or
she just would lean over, and if she couldn't have something to lean on, she'd fall over.
Yeah.
So I thought, no, I won't submit her this year.
Yeah.
I can do that next year. I ran out of time to kind of redo her or whatever.
To refresh and
add a leg or something.
Yeah, exactly. Give her more stuff in.
Yeah, to stand up.
So do they set up in like the little vendor, the market? I feel like I don't really even know what they've got going on down there.
Well, they used to have, I don't know about this year, but of course they have the rodeo.
Right.
And then they used to have, they have a big building that has all of the different, like people can submit some of the stuff that they do from home and
of
stuff,
course.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's where the WI, the Women's Institute, had put their things. Mm. And there was a very large area in the middle that had scarecrows. People made scarecrows
cool.
and you know, put them there for to view, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I think there's you can win a prize,
right?
You know, with
like
some of
those
things.
Best whatever, best photo or best scarecrow.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of different things that are there, paintings, and I don't remember about pictures.
Yeah, I wonder.
Photos, you know?
Sure, yeah. Like maybe
I
just different kinds of artwork. Yeah. I feel like I went through one year and I definitely saw art, be it photos. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know people have vegetables too, like the
prize,
whatever, zucchini. Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of, there's animals.
Oh, yeah.
You walk through.
Of course.
And I think there's a rodeo.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, there's definitely a rodeo.
It's not every day.
Yeah, that one I don't know. Maybe it's just over the weekend, but yeah. I wouldn't want to give false information. So
no.
Look it up. Be the exhibition.
Yeah, yeah. Give it a shot. Because honestly, it's I can remember being totally not going to miss it. So when I lived here, I attended all the time, mm-hmm. And people have there's a whole what would you call that, a double row.
Oh.
That you can walk in the middle.
Oh, yeah, like the two.
Where there's people like, for instance,
vendors
the vendors mm-hmm. and the government, MPs or whatever.
Oh,
they
right.
have a
yeah,
little
you
place.
You can pop in and see what Taylor Backrack's up to.
Yeah. I mean, I was gone for 2.5 years. I didn't hardly remember anybody, but he remembered me.
Sure, he's
good. He came out, Lorraine, mm-hmm. and I thought, Oh,
a little old me.
Yeah, but he's a very nice man.
Yeah,
there's
the rides, like
that's
the carnival
right.
rides.
That's right. I don't like them. I don't go on them.
I get too
scared.
Yeah,
but
I don't.
They're mainly for children, anyhow.
Sure, people like to go get their thrills.
And there's a lot of gaming.
On
one side of where the rides are.
Yeah,
where you can go play different stuff.
Totally.
I guess.
Full carnival.
I've never been one person to do that either, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I've tried a couple, but it's classic that just you fail.
Yeah.
Like, you just go and you do it, I guess, just for fun. Like, try to squirt a squirt gun in the mouth of the clown and maybe something will happen. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I've never... I'm not keen on stuff like that. I mean, it's nice I walk through there and watch everybody.
Yeah,
but
people are enjoying themselves. There you go.
Yeah. But I'm not... I guess I'm a, how do you call that? I don't know. Anyways, I don't drink and I don't gamble. So
right.
It's just me. I just.
You're very present.
I guess. Yeah.
Sure.
You know?
I like that. Why not?
I think I learned when my dad came back from the war, he was in the Navy. And him and my mom would invite cousins, aunts, uncles, and whatever for supper, and then they'd all kind of party afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I was just horrified, you know, because they'd have a drink or two or three or more, maybe, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But being young and a young teenager, seeing my mom and dad acting so silly, that no, I thought, never, I will never, and I never have, I never have. Mm-hmm. No drinking, no. I know I'm, guess I'm kind of sticking in the mud, but I just, no, I'm not. And gambling is, I'm just, I have a hard time with that, too.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've definitely seen it affect some folks in their life, either negatively or positive, whichever, and that's, I guess, the gamble of it all.
Yeah, and I just am not good with that. I want to be sure I've got it in my hand before.
sure thing.
Yeah, I just didn't go out and buy something.
Right? Yeah, like, I can spend my money, that I can do, but
yeah.
I want something for it.
Yeah, but I've been to the P&E in Vancouver and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is it Vancouver? Yeah?
Yeah,
I've been there a couple of times, but nothing major.
I feel like I went once, and it was almost like it just happened to be there when I was visiting a friend.
Oh, yeah.
And,
you
know, we just were like, oh, I guess we'll go. So I didn't even know what to expect, but same thing. They had the carnival rides. And I remember they had these singing booths where you could pay some money and go into like a recording studio and record yourself singing. And my friend did that, and that felt very fancy to get a little recording of your voice in high quality. And,
That would be kind of, if you sang.
If you
sang. I can't. I don't know. I think I tried to hum my kids to sleep, but that didn't work either. You know, when they were little. And my daughter would look at me like,
like, you know, wide awake now.
Yeah, because I was making too much noise.
Sure.
Children.
Well, we could play another song, too, speaking of singing.
Sure, now what do we got?
I think we're on to number three there.
We're on number three?
Ooh,
Endless Love.
Nice.
Yeah, we can do that then.
Sure. All right. Let's listen to Endless Love.
And again, it's the same singer, Luther Vandross.
Perfect.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
You're every breath that I take, you're every step I make. And
I want to share all my love with you. Hey, no one else will do.
Sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide. 'Cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do. And I wanna tell you so much, I love you. Someone loves
Oh, he's got such a nice voice that it doesn't really matter what he's singing. It's just if he could just hum, that'd be fine. I just accidentally, I guess, tripped over him and his music. I didn't go looking for it or anything, but I just heard one of him singing and thought, oh, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, then I ended up with I never know what to call them. Now, is that a DVD or
is
that
a CD?
A CD.
Compact disc, yeah.
And then a DVD is where you get movies.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You can watch stuff. And now we just played two songs, so why don't you let people know the two names? So that was number 3 and number 6.
I don't know what it is, what the lady's name is.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, I'll try to find what her name was. Number 3.
Yeah.
Endless Love. A duet with Mariah Carey.
Oh, well, look at that. Mariah Carey. Now, that name I kind of remember.
Yeah, she's a younger gal, and it looks like Lionel Richie was singing it actually in that one.
Not Luther.
No, I think maybe Luther wrote it, but it looks like maybe. Well, I don't know because I don't have the whole CD, but it does say duet with Mariah Carey, and then it's got L. Richie, which I think is Lionel.
Well, yeah,
sounds like it. And then number 6 was, I'm just reading off here, "Hello," also sung by Lionel Richie.
Oh.
So that's confusing there, isn't it?
Well, isn't it? Yeah.
So whether Luther sung any of these, we'll find out. I don't know.
Oh, because, I mean, the man's voice sounds the same through that we listen to.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. I honestly don't know. Now, isn't that interesting that they don't put a lot of information on a CD?
On a CD. No. So we've got maybe only 5 minutes or so. We can chat. We could tell people who they were listening to. Well, I mean, not the music, because that we still don't really know.
No, we'll have to. It'll remain a mystery until next time.
Exactly. You got it. Perfect.
I'm gonna dig. How do you say? Dive deeper into.
Yes. Deep dive.
Yeah. Into who is this guy?
Yeah. Who is Luther and what does he do?
Because I really like the voice.
Beautiful.
And it sounded the same as Up to Top.
Yeah.
But, and I mean, and this is, it does say Luther Vandross on the thing.
It surely does. And then because you'd read the thing said that he's a producer too. So then I'm like, okay. So what else? Is he a writer, singer, producer? Or is he a writer and a producer?
It doesn't say.
Is he pulling the strings or singing the songs?
I don't know. But anyways, it's pretty good music. It's actually nice. It would be lovely to kind of just, you know, hug your spouse or your boyfriend or whatever, and just sort of sway back and forth, because it's nice music. It really is.
Beautiful.
I tried it with the cat, but it didn't work that good. She was looking at me like, "What are you doing? Put me down." She's not a music lover. or at least not that kind of music anyways. I don't know. She's kind of the boss of me, so what can I say? I put her down quick because she does have claws. Anyway, so where are we now? So we're getting close to the end.
Yeah, I think we've got actually only a minute left. So
we
can just say thank you. We can let people know what they've been listening to, and
Okay, so in case you just started with us, you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And I tell you, we are so fortunate here to have this. So, I'm just totally happy to be able to do this again. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you in here, Lorraine.
Oh, I couldn't do it without your help.
Yeah, and I'm Megan, and I've been helping out. And
she's big time helping out, yeah.
Oh, and then tell them what the name of the show is, and then we'll say goodbye.
Oh, yeah, that's our... Well, this is something that we agreed on because Megan thought it out, and I thought, it is perfect. It's called A Stroke of Luck, and I just think it's perfect. I do have friends who kind of roll their eyes when I tell them that, but I think it's perfect.
It is perfect. Well, thank you so much, Lorraine. And,
thank you.
We'll hopefully see you folks down at the parade. Have a good day.
Yeah, I'll be sitting down, and I'll have an umbrella just in case.
You will find you. All righty. Have a good day.
Yeah, everybody have a good day for sure.